time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, hello there.
Hello there, Fran.
Let's talk basketball. Yep. Lightning has struck twice. Adelaide winning the second WNBL semi-final against Melbourne. That means Lightning will be joining the Caps in the grand final.
Yeah, Fran, look, let's go to the Lightning at home in Adelaide, and this is the big one. They're listening on Northern Terrace to Radio National Brekkie, we can say, watched by a sizeable crowd that included the South Australian Minister for Sport, Corey Wingard. The Lightning beat Melbourne 100-92. Now, for those who come in late, last November the news broke that the Lightning, once an icon of South Australian sport, were broke and in need of half a mil or so to keep going. Eyes turned to the South Australian government, who promptly handed over a wad of cash, but not to the Lightning, rather to the AFL. So there's been a lot of lobbying going on since then. But you have to say it's not just the government. Lots of South Australian people are guilty of neglecting the Lightning, something which the players have done everything in their power to remedy since that news broke in November. And they were at it again last night in what was a pretty tight encounter. They held their nerve as the Boomers, the Melbourne Boomers, strove to keep their season alive. But eventually the Lightning prevailed. Now they'll need to hold their nerve and then some in the grand final series against the Canberra Caps. They made the trip across the Nullarbor to eliminate the Perth Lynx. The score, a fairly comprehensive 91-75. And of course, it was the first time the Caps have won in Perth this season. So obviously they're really getting into their best form. And the first of the grand final matches is in Canberra. Of course, the Caps with the home ground advantage, having finished on top of the home and away season. That's on February the 9th. One to look forward to, or a whole set of matches, hopefully even three, Fran. Something to savour.
Yeah, fantastic. In horse racing, Victorian trainer Darren Weir, who was called in for questioning this week and then released without charge, could be banned from races in New South Wales, though, including the Golden Slipper.
Yeah, look, Fran, Victorian racing officials conducted lengthy interviews with Darren Weir and two other men, Weir's assistant trainer Jared McLean and stable hand Tyson Kerman, yesterday. And while they were doing that, New South Wales officials issued issued Darren Weir, who of course is Australia's most successful trainer at the moment, with a show cause notice. Now, this calls on him to convince New South Wales officials that he should be allowed to enter horses into races in that state, including, yes, the Golden Slipper. Weir has a host of horses set to run tomorrow in Victoria, where racing officials adjourned their investigations late last night. Some varying reports about how long the interviews went for. Some say 5 hours, some say 8 hours, but it was very, very late when everyone adjourned. Now, what racing officials say they want to do, they want to look at what the evidence they've obtained so far, and they also want to seek further legal advice. Racing Victoria is at pains to follow due process here. And speaking of pains, Michelle Payne, the rider of Prince of Penzance, the Darren Weir trained winner of the 2015 Melbourne Cup at 100-1. She's distanced herself from Weir, saying that she saw nothing untoward in her time riding for him, and since getting her own training licence has little to do with Weir. Most people I spoke to yesterday, Fran, were moving away from Darren Weir at roughly the speed of Prince of Penzance heading to the winning post at Flemington in 2015. And look, there's a sidebar to all of this, Fran. The Victorian government's decision to grant Darren Weir permission to train horses on the beaches at Warrnambool in southwest Victoria. And I'm looking forward to hearing later this morning the interview with Shane Howard. Of course, he's one of the people who, a lot of people in Warrnambool were upset by that decision by the Victorian government, which overrode local government rules, and they've been campaigning to keep the horses off the beaches, Frank.
In cricket, a rare opportunity for Tim Payne, winning a series as Australian captain when history is made at Marnica Oval today.
Yeah, Fran. History because it's the first ever test to be played in Canberra on that delightful boutique oval in Marnica. And if Tim Payne's side, unchanged from the one that won the first test, can win their second test against Sri Lanka and take the series, a moment of history for the Australian captain. He's already lost series in his time as captain against Pakistan and India. Of course, he's filling in, or maybe not filling in these days, who knows, for Steve Smith. The players from the subcontinental teardrop, they're a tier or two below India and Pakistan, and at least one beneath Australia, and their causes have not been helped by all sorts of things, not the least investigations into a match fixing and even infighting between the players and some of the wags, the wives and girlfriends. And adding to all this, Shane Renteria-Warne has done his bit to make it even harder. He's taken the metaphorical blowtorch to Mitchell Stark's abdominals. Mitchell Stark has only taken what for him is a modest 15 wickets in five tests this Australian summer. And Warney now says Stark won't be picked for the first Ashes test in Birmingham later this year. So we should expect the big fellow to come out swinging and cutting at pace today.
Yeah, knocking down those wickets. In football, yeah. A brutal night for both Sydney FC and Melbourne City FC in the W League last night.
Yeah, Fran, it's not often that you see a side winning 2-0 and the players are slumped all over the field like they've been thrashed. At a wind and rain swept Wollongong Stadium, the Citizens, who attacked from the outset, needed to win by more than 2-0 to make a claim for a place in the W League semi-finals. So City now needs Melbourne victory to beat Perth by 5 goals or more tonight, and you'd think that a woman by the name of Sam Kerr might have something to say about that not happening. And look, there were plenty of Sydney FC players distraught too after the match, because they will make the finals, but they have given up the chance to have a home final. So a disappointing night, as we said, for both sides last night, Fran.
And just briefly in tennis, Leighton Hewitt has chosen his players for the opening round of singles in the Davis Cup.
Yeah, Fran, John Millman, ranked at 36 in the world these days, will play Bosnia and Herzegovina's number one Damir Zuma in the first singles in Adelaide, with Australia's top singles player Alex de Minaur to follow against Metsa Barcik. It's the first time these two nations have played each other in this competition, which is being played in this format for the last time. If Australia wins, it will qualify for the new and not yet much loved Davis Cup finals format later this year, Fran.
Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hadfield, you're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 23 minutes to 8.